I'm here. I don't know why, and I don't know how. I got more stuff going on here. In-N-Out. This is crazy. I have to look at this darn check. I got a check in the mail from a client, which unfortunately, I don't understand what the problem is with this thing. Well, I can guarantee who the banker was. He's an idiot. I'll have to go over and see my bankers there in the morning. Hey, welcome back. Funny money. Matter of fact, that's what we're going to call the second hour. I still got to give you a title for the first hour, but the title for the second hour is Funny Money. I mentioned to you before the end of the program, first hour, that over the course of the last few days, I've continued to add article after article after article, or at least headline and links for a fairly lengthy posting at Sierra Madre. And all of a sudden, it was gone. It's not like I got in there and eliminated. But either I made a mistake or somebody came in here and did it intentionally. So I got to put a call into my web host and see if we can come up with something, figure this crap out. Some of the headlines. Economist predicts that 2024 will bring the biggest crash of our lifetime to U.S. markets. Harry Dent, H&S Dent investment management firm, is pretty sure that this year will finally be the year that the overinflated U.S. bubble markets collapse. Since 2009, this has been 100% artificial, unprecedented money printing and deficits, $27 trillion over 15 years to be exact. Off the charts, 100% artificial, which means we're in a dangerous state. Silver shortage has been confirmed. Mexico's silver supply has dropped off of a cliff. Maybe because J.P. Morgan's been buying it all up in this country. Mexico's silver production is now declining double digits annually for the first time in a decade. Historical trends indicate that substantial contractions in new supply have presented excellent opportunities to invest in the metal. More importantly, consider that silver is currently at one of its most undervalued levels in history, especially compared to gold, as the gold-to-silver ratio currently stands at 85. Silver investors who hold billion today are in great shape, but this may be a short-sighted lens. Silver is a critical mineral for what they call net-zero economies, especially in hydrogen fuel cell cars, trucks, vans, ships, barges, ferries. No, F-E-R-R-I-E-S. That's boats. Not the other kind of ferries. 10,000 other industrial applications in military and aerospace and healthcare and electronics. It goes on and on and on. You know, give me a quick second, because why I am talking about this silver thing, I got to pop something up. Where's my calculator? Silver currently stands at 2371 spot. Which means, theoretically, if you're talking about being a small buyer, let's say all you can afford to buy one roll of silver. One roll of silver. You're probably looking at, bear with me. Okay, we got that. I got to do this again. I got my head, my you know what. All right, 2370 Okay. One roll of silver. We go to my big supplier. We're starting to buy 5, 10, 20 rolls of silver. That's a different story. Small buyer. Local guy, my supplier. His cost is going to be a little higher. But there's some other offsets. I can ship from my location for far less expensive than my big supplier will charge. Okay? Let's just say you're probably looking at somewhere around $570 a roll. Uncirculated, 1 ounce, pure silver rounds, a roll of 20. Roughly 570. That's delivered. Just gives you a rough idea. I have one listener in particular that's out there right now who's been waiting to hear from me on this. I finally got around to do it. All right, so now let's go back to other headlines. Gold is expected to enter 2024 with sights set on record highs. We had about a 13-plus percent rise in 2023, the best year since 2020. At one point, we were trading at about $2,060 an ounce. Right now, we're at still $2,061, almost $2,062 an ounce. You see what's going on? It's crazy. Gold closed out at 2023. Technicals pointed to price gains in January. More stuff's happening. Question I asked maybe a couple of weeks ago, maybe we never got to it. What will gold be worth in 5 years? What'll a dollar be worth in 5 days? Not much. Piece that came from Michael Snyder. Red alert, tap to pay terminals can reach into your wallet or purse and charge you for things you have not even purchased. That is an article you need to read. Time allowing, this hour, we may share that with you. Stay with us. Welcome to the second hour. Your perspectives on America. Funny money. Going through several folders that I've continued to build over the years, I always come across something that intrigues the living daylights out of me. The author who I learned last night passed away. My sound is bad. We hang up and do this over again. Why do I get this for the second hour every damn time? Call me back. I don't know why this is continuing to happen, but I'm growing weary of it all. The man who wrote this article wrote it many, many years ago, 1998. And it made sense to me then. I guess in even greater respect, it means even more to me today. Now, several of the names that we're going to bring up as I share this article with you are going to be outdated. people that may still be alive, but they're not around there anymore, you know. Recently, he begins, I received a press release from the U.S. Treasury Department. And naturally, my first move was to verify via chemical analysis that it was genuine. There's been a sharp increase in the number of counterfeit Treasury Department press releases, as an embarrassed CNN found out recently when it reported incorrectly that Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan does all the voices on the popular cartoon show South Park, where in fact he only does Kenny and Mr. Hanky. But this particular press release turned out to be authentic. It announced that this fall we'll be seeing a new redesigned $20 bill, part of an anti-counterfeiting program to redesign all of our old currency, which has become too easy to duplicate with modern color photocopiers. A fact that was made all too clear when the Xerox Corporation, in its 1997 annual report, reported profits of $850 trillion, mostly in 50s. Why does counterfeit money represent a threat to the nation? How can we as consumers be sure that we have spelled counterfeit correctly? Well, to answer these questions, we need to understand exactly what money is and what makes it valuable. Back in ancient times, when people were much stupider than they are today, there was no such thing as money. People transacted business by trading actual physical things. For example, if you sold a cow, the buyer would pay for it by giving you, say, 14 physical ducks. But even in those days, that was a lot of ducks to be carrying around, and the bank wouldn't let you deposit them because they fought with the chickens. But also the automatic teller machines were disgusting. Well, finally, the ancient Egyptians got sick of this and invented the first unit of paper currency called the simoleon. Now, the way the Egyptians explained the concept to their trading partners was that for your convenience, we're going to start paying you with these pieces of paper, which are valuable because they have a picture of Ulysses Grant on them. Now, the trading partners were not crazy about this concept, but they went along with it because the Egyptians had also invented spears. Now, today, the basic principle remains the same. We trust money because our government stands behind it. The counterfeit $20 bill is still a worthless piece of paper backed by nothing, whereas a real $20 bill issued by the Treasury Department has value, because anytime you want, you can take it to Fort Knox, the site of the Federal Gold Bullion Depository, and exchange it. No questions asked for a duck. Try it for yourself. If they give you any trouble, mention my name, Art Buchwald. Well, this is an interesting story because, as I share with you, what I'm sharing with you today, what I'm reading to you, was published in 1998. But wait a minute. Didn't Nixon get rid of the gold standard back in the 70s? Well, then how was it that Fort Knox could do squat for us in 1998? Well, as our writer says, the point is, starting this fall, you're going to start seeing a drastically redesigned $20 bill. Among the major changes are to thwart would-be photocopiers. Instead of saying $20, the new $20 bills say $15. The Nike swoosh has been enlarged. The engraved portrait of Andrew Jackson has been given a new up-to-date hairstyle pattern, according to the Treasury Department's press release after Barry Manilow. President Jackson has also been given a vivacious new facial expression that seems to say, I'm looking good and I'm ready to party with the engraved portraits on other currency denominations. We begin to look back to the 90s and realize when we began getting this new currency. Ben Franklin on the C note had a smirk on his face. You never saw a smirk on Uncle Ben's rice. Those are my words. All right, so on the back of the bill, this is the new 20 or 50 or whatever the case may be, the 20, I guess. The engraving of the White House on the far right-hand side in the engraved shrubbery is a tiny crouching engraving of Joey Biden. For verification purposes, the new bill is impregnated with plutonium particles that emit a distinctive pattern of atomic radiation, which poses absolutely no health danger whatsoever to humans. That, according to the Treasury Department's press release, which adds, do not ever put the bill in your pocket. Well, all these improvements, plus the top secret auto detonate feature that I'm not allowed to discuss on this program, will make the new $20 bill, which is costing the government about $348.50 per unit to manufacture, the most advanced anti-counterfeit currency in the world. But the whole effort will be wasted unless you, the consumer, do your part by keeping a sharp eye out for funny money. I mean, the Treasury Department's asking you to regularly inspect all of your bills of all denominations. If you notice anything suspicious, according to the press release, they especially means foreign words, men in wigs, strings of numbers, a greenish coloring, or some kind of weird eyeball floating over a pyramid, you should immediately put the suspect bills into an envelope and mail them to U.S. Treasury Department Anti-Counterfeit Task Force, care of Jeffrey Bennett, Kettle Marine Limited, etc., etc., etc. Oh, come on, folks, please help. Because only by joining together to fight this thing can we, as a nation, buy me a giant mansion with servants and a lake. And, by the way, it'll have ducks. Thank you. Commentary written in 1998 by Dave Barry. An amazing writer. Amazing, amazing writer. Too bad he's gone. Funny money. But in effect, that's what it all is. I don't care where you go. It's all funny money anymore. Except there's nothing funny about it. Let's see, it's all going to go to illegals. They're going to get schooling, health care, jobs. I can't remember the other stuff. What they're getting. It's insane. So let's go take a look at the tap-to-tay terminal situation. Oh, it's pretty interesting. These kind of things should bother us all. But I'm afraid that they bother few. It's, after all, just nothing but words. I mean, who's that writer? I don't know that guy. Yeah, well, I know him. And he's probably one of the most common sense writers in his field today. I go to a wide range of various different sites, and this is what angers me, is I published a good number of pieces off of Kitco and some other places yesterday. It's all disappeared today. I don't know if I can get any response, any good news out of GoDaddy. Not my favorite web host, but they're not my least favorite either. Oh, I had combats and fights with that group today, too. What's a tap-to-pay terminal? Well, apparently, according to what Michael's telling us, that it can reach into our wallet or purse, charge us for things that we've not even purchased. Have you noticed a charge on one of your cards that you can't explain? Because you might be a victim of one of these tap-to-pay terminals that are being installed all over the nation. Oh, the TV commercials that promote RFID technology that allows us to pay just by tapping a card. Oh, they're all designed to make us feel warm and fuzzy about this new method of conducting transactions. But it turns out that this technology is not nearly as secure as many people thought. Where did I go today? Maybe it was yesterday. Oh, I know where it was. It's when I, after 4 days of my wife not being home, other than when I slept and she slept for a couple hours and woke up and had to go back to the animal shelter or hospital, whatever you want to call it. For those of you who weren't with us the first hour, we had to put our dog down yesterday. Actually, it was this morning. Or was it yesterday? It was last night. And it's interesting because when I went to pay it, I wanted to take my card to pay the bills, 200 and some odd bucks, to put the dog down. And I wanted to slide the thing in the machine. She said, no, you got to tap it. What I'm sharing with you today may make you want to not tap your card anymore. Because this industry insists that cards with these new chips can only be detected 4 inches away from the terminal. But there have been numerous cases where cards were literally being charged from across the room or your back pocket. We're being told that panicked shoppers claim they've been charged for purchases while their credit cards were still in their pockets after an in-store tap-to-pay systems read them from across the room. And some customers have raised the alarm about the glitch, which is said to have occurred across stores or restaurants, even a doctor's office. One woman said she was at least 2 feet away from the reader when it managed to scan her card information in process of payment. What? The local ABC news affiliate in San Francisco interviewed one victim named Edgar Matthews who says that he was billed for his groceries without ever pulling a card out of his wallet. He was trying to use his debit card to pay for groceries at Safeway, but it never happened. He says, I hadn't tapped it. I hadn't inserted it. I hadn't swiped it. And all of a sudden, out comes a receipt and it says, how did this get paid for? The cashier couldn't explain how. According to the industry, this should never happen. So when Matthews checked his accounts, he discovered that the terminal at Safeway had actually charged a Bank of America credit card that was in his back pocket. Matthews checked his bank accounts. Turns out the tap-to-pay card reader at Safeway had ignored the debit card in his hand. Instead, it reached into Matthews' back pocket through his wallet and charged his Bank of America credit card, which was tucked inside. So then the news outlet goes and interviews another local resident named Sonia Cesari. According to her, a tap-to-pay terminal at one store actually read that 3 credit cards that were tucked in the wallet inside her purse. So 3 days later at a boutique in Uteville, she got an even bigger surprise at a little shop. And the woman said, oh my, it's just read 3 cards. And the store's tap-to-pay system charged not only one, but 3 credit cards tucked in a wallet inside her purse. Does this crap start to spook you a little bit? Because unfortunately, this is a problem that is not going to go away anytime too soon. More tap-to-pay terminals are being put in with each passing day, and more tap-to-pay cards, my friends, are constantly being issued. And so people are going to continue to be charged by mistake. And in some cases, victims are actually being charged for goods that someone else is trying to purchase. Let me share this, which was recently posted on Facebook. And a writer says, I was at Dollar General just a bit ago and experienced something unsettling. I scanned and bagged my items at checkout, and before I could tap the screen to pay it, spit out my receipt. My credit card didn't even get close to the machine. I checked the receipt, and it said I was paid with a debit card by chip, with the last four digits completely different than hers. And again, she says, I was going to pay with my credit card. I told and showed the worker. I told him to keep the receipt. I took a picture of it first and my number to see if someone calls to let them know there's been an unusual charge to their account. If someone calls, they can refund them and call me to pay it. But it's scary, the writer continues. Somehow, someone's debit card was stored and then automatically used without the card and or owner there to authorize it. If someone was there tonight with their debit card, used his chip, and used the first self-checkout on the left, you might want to check your account. Please share this info, she said. Well, my friends, this kind of technology is going to make it even easier for hackers and scammers to steal from the general population. Because credit cards and debit cards are both extremely vulnerable. Criminals have a variety of methods that they can use to extract the information that they need. Have you ever thought about how woefully insecure credit and debit cards are? When we come back, we're going to approach this issue. Stay with us. I'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Hi. Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate, and I always will. What I hate is someone mad enough to kill. What I love is someone with a heart that's really good. Now we can't change the whole wide world. Maybe we can change our neighborhood.
Sometimes the music can just calm me down a bit. And you? That's what it does. The story I just shared with you, the woman at the Dollar General store, we got to keep in mind that this kind of technology is going to make it even easier for hackers and scammers to steal from the general population. I don't know. My wife's got two or three cards. She's got a debit card for the corporate account because she handles postal deliveries for me in many cases. But unfortunately, they could tap that stupid thing and charge something else on it. She's got her Citi card, which is basically her Costco card. She's got a couple other cards. We have to realize that I'm sharing with her during the break that she's got to read this article. I've got to get something for her that is going to be, and I've got a wallet like that. It's lined. It's basically nobody can scan it. Credit cards and debit cards are both going to be extremely vulnerable to what I've described to you. Criminals have a variety of methods that they can use to extract the information they need. Have you ever thought about how woefully insecure credit and debit cards are? Try this experiment. Plug a USB magnetic strip reader into a computer. Open a word processor, swipe a credit card, and boom! You just stole your own card information. It's that easy. Now consider that the same technology comes in faster and smaller forms today. Tiny skimmers can be attached to ATMs and payment terminals to pilfer your data from the card's magnetic strip, which is called a mag stripe. Even smaller shimmers are shimmed into card readers to attack the chips on newer cards. And there's now even a digital version called e-skimming. That's pilfering data from payment websites. So what in the hell can we do to protect ourselves? Well, there's sleeves that you can get to protect your cards. There's entire wallets that are designed to block RFID signals. I happen to have one. And on top of all of this, it becomes imperative, my friends, to always remain diligent. It's been said that complacency is a killer. And that is so true. Try to avoid using ATM machines as much as possible. And if you are making a payment at a gas station or some other highly vulnerable location, always look for signs that something is out of place. But no matter how hard you try, the truth is that credit cards and debit cards are never going to be 100% safe. In 2022, credit card fraud surpassed the $34 billion mark. Credit card fraud. Credit and debit card fraud losses reached a record $34.36 billion in 2022 after increasing roughly 5% from the previous year. And you can guarantee the final number for the year we just ended 2 days ago will inevitably be even higher. Now, friends, we live at a time when theft of all types is on the rise. And it'll be even worse during the period of great societal chaos that is directly ahead of us. Oh, what about all those illegals that just invaded the country? How long before a good number of them don't know how to tap and scratch? Rest assured, this is going to be such a crazy year. And as conditions deteriorate, people around us are going to become even more desperate, more greedy. So I submit to you to always watch your back. Always be diligent. Because predators are constantly on the prowl. And you do not want to be the next victim. Commentary, Michael Snyder. Now, I submit to you right now, that which I've just shared with you, if you go to our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com, the top entry tonight reads Double Eagle Headlines, January 2 of 2024. Scroll down to the bottom of that sector. The next one that comes up afterwards gives us, you know, the updates on the new broadcasting schedule, etc. It's the one on the bottom. It's got a picture of a credit card with clouds in the background, a couple little red lights. And on that credit card is an image of a skull. And the article's titled Red Alert. Tap to pay terminals can reach into your wallet or purse and charge you for things you have not even purchased. Down to the bottom of those two or three quick paragraphs that I post at Sierra Madre Precious Metals, it says continue to full article. I strongly urge you all read it. If you've got credit cards, if you've got debit cards, you're a damn fool if you don't understand what we're facing. And we are facing pure living hell. Oh, another thing on silver. We talked a little earlier about rolls of silver. Uncirculated rolls. There's something else we can do. Less expensive, per se. They're going to come from my big supplier. But they are breakable. These are Valcombi 100-gram silver combi bars. It is amazing. 100 grams. They're just like the gold breakable bars, except they break down into 100. They break into these little grams, these little tiny pieces. Yeah. 100 1-gram pieces. Now, if you go to Sierra Madre Precious Metals, click on that little link, and, you know, you could be over at RBN's website. And over in the right-hand column, there's a painting of Humphrey Bogart from the movie Le Tresor de Sierra Madre. That's Treasure of Sierra Madre. Click on that image. And it'll take you right to our treasure chest. Oh, yeah, I got a little bit of satire on there. I got a video clip from the movie Treasure of Sierra Madre. Bogart and his buddy are kind of stupid ignoramuses. They want to go home because it's too hard to dig up gold and silver. And old Howard starts laughing his butt off, telling them they're lazy SOBs. Well, separate issue. So let's go back to the Valcombi 100-gram silver combi bar. It's got the Valcombi logo and individual identifying hallmark stamped on each of the 100 separate 1-gram silver bars. You're going to find a revolving square symbol on each of them, along with the weight, the purity, the metal content of the individual bar. 1-gram fine silver, 4/9 fine. And the reverse of the 100-gram Valcombi showcases details covering the entire product as a whole. There's no individual bar markings, although you can see the split in the combi bar technology. It's like an old Hershey's bar. Not the one with the almonds in it. It's just the plain Hershey's chocolate bar. They snap off. You bite them. Well, in this case, we're not going to bite them. Valcombi is a mint from Switzerland, which has been in business for over half a century. Based out of the southeastern part of the country, close to Italy. Give you a rough idea. I started doing some looking on this stuff here a week or so ago. The company's out there charging $280 for these bars. If you're looking at 10 bars or more, I can pick them up for $255 per 100-gram bar. If you can't afford 10 bars, you want to buy one or two bars, I'll work with you. Price might go up $7-$8, somewhere in that area. Couple of bucks shipping. But we can do all this. Now my wife's in the other room crying. Still breaks her heart. Our doggie's gone. I understand. But there's stuff going on here. I like the breakable gold. I like the breakable silver. It's where my preference is. On this particular page on the treasure chest, I happen to have Belcombe breakable silver bars and gold bars posted. But earlier in the program, we talked about just 1 ounce silver rounds. Not a bad place to go. Not a bad place to be. By the way, the writings of Michael Snyder are quite profound. His latest article posted yesterday, entitled 2024 will be a year of historic natural disasters. He's getting off the economic. We've already experienced the floods, the earthquakes, the fires, some of the things that have been going on just over the last couple of days. Japan, New Year's Day, all of a sudden the shaking begins. Japan's been hit by more than 100 significant earthquakes in the last 24 hours or so. It's profound. Another headline, banks are closing thousands of branches. Retailers are shutting down thousands of stores. Even the mainstream media is beginning to admit that the world is teetering on the brink of complete and utter chaos. Of course, I get a little concerned about any time the mainstream media pops up to it, because the mainstream media says that, that means that they think that Joe Biden can cure it all. God help us all. Simply over. Question, has a silent depression already started in the United States? Biden administration corporate media are telling us over and over the economy is just fine. But the term silent depression has been going viral on TikTok. Housing, vehicles, food, just about everything else that we spend money on is far more unaffordable today than it was during the Great Depression of the 1930s. It's interesting that we bring that up, because, and we may do this tomorrow, we'll have to see. I have to open this up. Come on. There we go. Okay, that's not it. Come on. No, that's a smart old piece. Can't believe Les McCann is gone. Wow. Oh, I know it. No. Oh, I've got that. Where the heck did this thing go? What is going on here? This makes me begin to wonder, is somebody getting into my computer? This is becoming very interesting. I knew this article was saved. It's now disappeared. I know where to get it. But that's not the point. I've got things disappearing. This is really strange. Whoa. Where in the world has this gone to? Well, anyway. After all this commentary, etc., etc., if you'd like to talk to us about some gold, some silver acquisitions, it's a new year. I know that it's become very expensive for a lot of people. There's a lot of stuff that is costing us. Food. Since I was on the air several days ago, I find it quite interesting that all of a sudden, it was a week and a half ago, that what in the world has happened here? All of a sudden, gas has gone from, in Arizona, I was paying $2.99 all of a sudden hit 259 last week. Does anyone understand what in the living hell is going on? We're being jerked 6 ways to Sunday, people. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable what's taking place. Maybe that's it. I got it. Oh, yeah. We're going to take a little bit of time tomorrow. We're going to talk about something called the New Deal. No. This is not my... We're talking about FDR back in the New Deal. Something in most of my life I've referred to as the Raw Deal. And boy, it was. In so many respects. I've got some technical work to be done in my office. There's a program that I recorded for television in 1998. It was a 6-hour series. Now, most of the sixth hour dealt with the administration at the time, which happened to be Jeffrey Epstein's buddy, Bill Clinton. But the first 5 hours dealt with something totally different. It dealt with the stock market crash at 29. This is a program we actually filmed on video. It ran on television back in the North Carolinas. You remember back in the day, back in the 90s, late 90s? Your local towns, communities, colleges set up their own private television stations. They were basically commercial free. People came in, they either paid or didn't have to pay. But they had to be local, they had to be locally produced. Some of it was economic, most of it was political. Maybe it was education. Could be other stuff. And this program that I recorded dealt with the stock market collapse in 1929. We wound up having some technical issues, which I became unaware of until later. And I don't know if those technical issues can be cleaned up. I suspect they can be. And I'm going to play with them. But given that it was a 5-6 hour program, I do not have it on CD. I've never had it on CD. It's only on audio tape. I've got it on standard audio tape, but I've actually got the original cut, which is on a far higher quality tape. But being tape, I don't know. I still own the piece of equipment that runs it. So we're going to do our best to try to get it all functioning. See if we can clean up the sound quality. I don't feel like reiterating the entire 6-hour or 5-hour series. It's very, very in-depth. It's very involved. To find a way to re-air this thing, I think would be quite timely. Or maybe it's too late. I'm not sure what too late is. For me, too late will be when I'm dead. And then it's going to be someone else's problem. We're running near the end of our time. I want to thank you for my friend Michael Messer. Thanks for being with me tonight, my friend. Good to hear you active. Money, money, money. Saviors, give me a call, 602-799-8214, 602-799-8214. Anything I can do to help you out. We'll see y'all tomorrow. God bless and good night. Money, 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 money.
come on now. Yeah, yeah. In the world that's gonna be for that mean old mean green almighty dollar money people will laugh they will cheat.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.